Now, a series of early morning raids targeting members of a drug trafficking gang known as The Family were carried out this week by Gardaí here, with a separate operation conducted by police in Spain. The Family is, according to Gardaí, the primary organised crime gang operating in Ireland at the moment. Its activities are focused on cocaine and heroin trafficking. And unlike the Kinahan gang, whose operations have been dismantled by the Gardaí, The Family does not do gangland murders, and its senior members live in modest homes in some of the more disadvantaged areas of Dublin. But they've been described as a mafia-style organisation with extensive links to organised crime groups in other countries. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds has been telling me more about The Family.
Well, The Family is, in the words of the head of the Garda Drugs and Organised Crime Bureau, Detective Chief Superintendent Seamus Boland, the primary organised crime gang that's impacting in this jurisdiction in relation to cocaine and heroin trafficking. Now, it's centred around brothers from West Dublin who have been known to the Gardaí for years. They're big, strong, physically imposing men who do not get high on their own supply and are, quote, not to be messed with. The six most senior members of The Family were arrested and questioned this week about their multi-million euro international heroin, cocaine and cannabis trafficking operation and the millions they've earned and laundered from it. Now, these include the gang leader, who has a drugs conviction and is currently charged and before the courts on other offences. It also includes the gang's main administrator, who's a violent drug trafficker from West Dublin and who also managed their communications and phone systems. So deciding who was included in what group for what drug delivery. He was also arrested and questioned this week, as was the gang's main logistics manager, who works from the southeast of the country, and another senior gang figure in Leinster. So this gang has a national profile, not just because of the drugs that it deals in, but also because of where the key personnel are located. Now, some estimates put the gang's turnover from organised crime at 10 million euro a year, and their business has been able to sustain multi-million euro losses in huge cash and drug seizures by the Gardaí and indeed other international law enforcement agencies.
And you say there, Paul, a national profile and also an international profile. How did they get so big?
Well, essentially they have filled the vacuum left by the Kinahan organised crime group, and they've also kept a lower profile. The Family organised crime group learned from the Kinahans and from what international law enforcement has done to them that bodies on the streets are bad for business. The reputation of its key figures is well known, and the Gardaí say that this gang doesn't feel the need to resort to the most extreme level of violence, gangland murder. And that's an approach which is reflected in the crime figures. I mean, gangland murder has plummeted from 22 in 2009 to 16 in 2016 during the when the Hutch Kinahan feud was at its height, and it was just down to two last year. So there's no doubt this dramatic reduction is largely due to the success the Gardaí have had against the Kinahans and other organised crime groups since the murder of David Byrne in 2016. There's over 80 Kinahan gang members, gunmen, killers, drug dealers, associates. They've been convicted and jailed, most by the Special Criminal Court. And this has not gone unnoticed by the Family criminal gang. The Gardaí say that while violence remains part of its toolkit, it seems to have resiled from lethal violence. And we know that gangland murder brings public opprobrium, community revulsion, political action and a robust police response. And they have seen that too. So with the demise of the Kinahan's drug network here, the Family were essentially able to move in and continue to supply the demand for heroin and cannabis, and in particular for cocaine. Now, another factor that distinguishes this criminal gang from other major drug trafficking organisations is that, in marked contrast to groups like the Kinahan's or, say, John Gilligan's gang or George Mitchell, he was the man known as the Penguin. The leaders of this gang have stayed in Ireland. They remain close to their roots and they're well known in their communities. The brothers all still live in comparatively modest and but well-furnished and equipped homes in what could be considered the more disadvantaged areas of West Dublin. They have plenty of cash to spend on luxury clothes, jewellery and cars for themselves and their families. And that's evidenced by the fact that the guards have also taken the assets and the trappings of wealth from them. But it's from within these communities that the Family has built itself up, essentially from a feared street gang of heroin-dealing thugs to the biggest transnational drug trafficking gang in Ireland today.
And we saw this week, Paul, that they have major international connections. How did the Gardaí manage to infiltrate this organisation?
Yeah, they have. They have connections to Turkish heroin traffickers. They have links with South American cocaine cartels and with Moroccan cannabis dealing networks. And the gang, it exploits legal businesses to conceal and legitimize its criminal activities. And that also enables them to facilitate moving the drugs and laundering the money. Spain has been the key to the family gang's drug routes. The gang operates a sophisticated logistics and transport network. It deploys deep concealment methods in cars, trucks, trailers. There are secret compartments, false bottoms, cloned number plates. There involves heavy engineering, precision design to build these custom-made hidden drug storage units deep within trailer doors, industrial machinery, heavy machinery. And these drug shipments are invisible to the naked eye. They can only be discovered by specialist X-ray scanners. Now, millions of euro worth of cocaine, heroin, cannabis and cash have been found in these secret compartments. The Gardaí infiltrated their organisation effectively through two reasons, really. One is the infiltration of their secure phone network, and the second is international cooperation. This week's arrests are the direct result of the infiltration of their communication system. That's the criminal phone network known as Ghost. Ghost used three encryption standards and offered criminals the option to send a message followed by a specific code, which would then self-destruct all messages on the target phone, and it therefore allowed criminal gangs and gang members to communicate securely. However, it was infiltrated by law enforcement, European law enforcement, and as a result, the Gardaí got access to phones here. They carried out a series of raids. They found 42 ghost phones and 153 other mobile phones. These are still being forensically examined. They also, last September, carried out 33 searches and seized over 15.5 million euro worth of cocaine, cannabis, and heroin, 350,000 euro in cash and cryptocurrency, cryptocurrency keys, laptops, SIM cards, Rolex watches, a 2021 Range Rover Jeep. So the Gardaí now believe they've compromised the family's criminal operations and have been able to identify structures, networks, connections, drug routes, suppliers, records, and internal communications within the gang. And crucially, they've also been able to identify the key figures in the drug trafficking network by tracing the ghost user handles, the handles that are used on the phone, on the secret network, back to individual gang members. Another factor you have to look at is international law enforcement. The family has become not just a Garda target, but a target for international law enforcement, including Europol. And that was evidenced this week by the range of European police forces that joined the Gardaí as they raided the homes of the senior gang members in West Dublin. Along with the Garda Drugs and Organised Crime Bureau, the Dublin Crime Response Team, the Armed Emergency Response Unit, there were members of Europol and the Spanish and the Italian police. And one officer standing at the back row of terraced houses that had been raided in Dublin this week was from Italy's anti-mafia unit. So you also had members of the Garda Drugs and Organised Crime Bureau with the Guardia Civil in Spain this week when the gang's main base near Valencia was raided. And six members of the Spanish gang that are working with the family were arrested there. Five are Spanish nationals. The sixth is from Northern Ireland. So essentially, this is two-pronged: international law enforcement and the infiltration of their communication system.
Six people were arrested and have been released without charge now, Paul. What happens next?
Well, the Gardaí say that this week's arrest and questioning was essentially phase two of the operation against this organised crime group. Phase one was the evidence gathering section. Phase two were the arrests and questioning. And they believe that phase three now begins with files to the DPP and prosecutions to come. I mean, the Gardaí have been targeting this gang for more than 5 years now. They made their first major seizure in October 2020 when they seized over 4 million euro of its cash, as well as three vehicles in Laois and Kerry. It was the late Assistant Commissioner John O'Driscoll who identified the necessity to target the family after the Kinahan's network here had been dismantled. And the senior officers who trained under him, Assistant Commissioner Angela Willis, Assistant Commissioner Paul Cleary, Chief Superintendent Seamus Boland. These are three officers who worked in drugs policing for the last 30 years, and they are continuing this targeting of this gang. The Gardaí see this as a long game, and they are preparing files for the DPP with a view to prosecuting the gang, bringing them before the Special Criminal Court.
And that was our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds. And Paul has written a detailed profile of the organised crime gang known as The Family, which you can view on the RTE News website now. We're back after the break with Sinead Gibney from the Social Democrats.